Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. To proceed with the survey, the next question would be, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I will vote.
I am not very likely to vote. Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 85.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I'm not much on watching too close, but I think they do okay on the Republicans. I think
Thank
they
you.
Try to
do that. Thank you. And from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economics issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration?
Well, I think everything you name needs to be taken care of.
Okay, and from all these options, which one would you, if you have to choose one, which one would you choose?
I think I'd choose the gun right, because I think people are going to have to be feeling a lot more secure in their homes. There's too much stuff going on in our country right now.
Thank you. And, well, just let me, this is kind of a loading.
Pardon?
And, well, no worries. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kerry Baker.
I haven't heard anything about him.
Thank you. Nan Kov.
No.
Thank you. Keith Farner.
I've heard a little bit. I haven't
Thank you.
Really
David been. Jordan. Okay.
Who is
and
it?
And David Jordan.
No.
Okay, in this case, you have no opinion or never heard of him?
I may have heard something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
No.
Thank you. Mike Levine. Sorry, Mike Levine.
I have heard a little bit about him, but I'm not getting any kind of information on him in the mail.
Thank you. Anthony Sabatini.
I've heard a little bit about him. Is he one of them that had a problem with, I can't remember if it was something to do with the tax thing or something. Was he one of the guys that was involved in that?
Okay. And so, would that be for him? Would you be very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? No opinion? Or?
Well, I have to learn a little bit more about him, but I don't.
Okay.
If he's the one I'm thinking of, I think they tried to mess with him.
Okay. And Adi Owens.
I don't recognize that name.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I love the guy.
Okay, so your opinion towards him would be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'd be very favorable for him.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, or Adi Owens?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to read up on before I make any kind of decisions. I want to know more about them.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kit Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Adi Owens?
I've heard some things about the Mike Levine, but I don't remember if I agreed with what he was standing up for.
Okay. So, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten worse?
Well, since I'm on Social Security, I haven't been too worried about mine, but I know some of my kids are struggling.
So compared to 4 years ago, would you say that your personal situation has gotten worse or not changed much, based on what you have told me?
It's not changed much.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean up. Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Absolutely.
Okay, so would you choose the first or the second option?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to think a little bit on that, I think.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president, or I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Joe Biden has been sick for a long time. Anybody that has watched him knows that he's got dementia. He doesn't know what he's doing. And you can't tell me he's running the country.
Okay, thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run. However, at the last minute, Mike Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for a property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and the incumbent, Kerry Baker, will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Have Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee? The two of them would have faced off in a primary, and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame, or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Which of these two options would you choose and comes closer to your opinion?
Well, I don't think I would want to vote for Jordan after what he's done. If he was involved with any of that, I wouldn't vote for him, period.
Okay. And if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
I don't really know. I may not even vote for it, period. No matter who's running for it, I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance company, who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I don't think I'd vote for him. I just don't. I don't like lobbyists to begin with.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
I wouldn't vote for any of them that want illegals in.
Okay. And a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I don't think so. I think he's doing an excellent job myself.
So, a candidate who criticizes him, would vote for a candidate like that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Are you saying if a candidate was against DeSantis? Is that what you're saying?
In this case, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant. A candidate like that, would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote?
I wouldn't be likely to vote for him.
Okay, so would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much dislikely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Do what?
A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress. Would you be much more likely to vote for a candidate like that? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'd have to think about that. I don't know. You can say something about it, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't vote for them.
Okay. And what about a candidate who is a 30-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican? Would that make you much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote? Somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
I'd probably be more likely to vote for somebody.
Would that be much or somewhat more likely?
Pardon?
Would that be much or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely, probably.
Thank you. A candidate who had a lion placed on their home and in a separate instant was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Much more likely, somewhat more
likely. I don't understand. I didn't understand what you were saying there.
What less likely? A candidate who was a lion placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Are you saying that they didn't pay what they owed on that rent? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, for a candidate like that, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote, or no difference?
If I understand the question right, if they're not paying their fair share of what they've agreed to pay, I wouldn't vote for them, period.
Okay. And a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
I don't understand that question either.
Okay, let me read it back. Would you vote for a candidate who is endorsed by a group that has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
No, I wouldn't, because I'd be less likely to vote for them.
Okay, would that be much or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, less likely would be much or somewhat?
Less likely.
Okay. And that would be somewhat or much less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in a state government?
No, I wouldn't vote for them.
Okay, would that be then somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate, would you vote for a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars? Mm-hmm. Less likely or no difference?
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
No, I don't understand what you're asking.
Okay, let me read it back again. Would you vote for a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
I'd likely be willing to vote for somebody like that.
Okay, would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased?
Much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary?
Most unlikely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders?
Very likely to vote for him.
Thank you. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
I don't know. They can say anything.
Okay.
They won't get elected.
Okay. You will now, we're about to finish. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or second year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Graduate of high school.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Thank you. Would that be strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly. Strongly pro-life.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a wonderful night. Bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye.